יהון דף למד גימל ימר אלף יגעת מטעת יהון יש לרבונם ואת יום עד איפה ישנף חמישים אינם מן המיניין that the 50th year is not from the minion of Shemitim. So therefore, even though the Zman Yovel was not Noig, still we had to count the Yovel to know exactly when at least the Shemitah started. Because Yovel had to be when the whole Klal Yisrael was in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah, no. Shemitah, as long as it's the Kedush of Eretz Yisrael, he had enough of Shemitah. But only Rabbi Yehuda the Yom, he was the one who says, Shnash Chamishim, the 50th year, like of Yovel, is only Lekan and Lekan, meaning true, it's the 50th year. But still, as far as the Shemitah goes, it's the first year of the next Shemitah. And so, normally, what do you have to have a count the Yovel for then? For Shemitah himself, it would have been enough just to count the Shemitah. You don't need the Yovel. So that's the truth. That's what we said before. The count of the Shemitah, the Yovel, Havadid like Rav Yehuda. Havadid that went not like Rav Yehuda Shita. And therefore, not like Rav Yehuda, so the 50th year is not from the Cheshvin. So if you want to keep a good count when Shemitah would be, you have to know what year was Yovel. That Yovel was not part of the count, or that's the 50th year. And then the 51st year, you first start counting over again, 1-3, until the 7th year. Now the most question, is it true? I was saying, from Leimonu, Shemitah and Yovel, is it true that by the second bias, they didn't count Yikas Yovel, not Shemitah. Shemitah did count. But the truth is they didn't count Yovel, like we're saying now, since the whole Klal Yisrael was not Eretz Yisrael, then is that true? I will exceed the pasuk says by Yirmiyahu that Miketz Shev Shanim, at the end of 7 years, Tishlechu Ish Yisachif, the Ivri, which is sent home free, the Eved Ivri, Ashimach Lecho, that was sold to you. So, Vinabal, we have a question of this, what's going on here? Miketz Shev Shanim, at the end of 7 years, we know, we'll exceed the pasuk says, Biavot Cheshay Shanim, a regular Eved Ivri only works for 6 years. So I can hear the pasuk says he went home at the end of 7 years. What's going on here? Yeah. So the answer is the Yom Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Sheish Menimcha. And if not, the regular Eved Ivri that sold himself, the Torah says he has to work for 6 years. But the Shev, that's what the pasuk says, Miket Shev Shomim means Menimcha. Or Menimcha, the pshat is never to have his ear drilled through, and he works until Yovel. So the pasuk is saying now, Miket Shev means at the end of Yovel, it goes out free. Yom Yo's times here was after already, the goal is already, that Yeshiva Judah, and Rashi says this is Kamadiris Acha Golis Sancheirif. This is after Golis Sancheirif. So you didn't have the whole Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael. So Chud is no Din Yovel. So how come it says here that they went out free by Yovel? And then says, no, it could be who? This Pasuk, the Techocha Ksiv. If the Techocha, the Navi was giving Techocha, rebuking them. Rashi says, the Komachiach Lim Yimyo. Yimyo is like warning them, telling them, the Komalu, Hishlachtim B'yesim Shalim Shiyisim Chayevim, Chayevim Mashalech, means the year that you were in Eretz Yisrael before, B'shan, B'zman, the first bias, when there was no Klal Yisrael there, were you making then the mitzvah of Shemitah, of Yovel? Like it was Techocha like. Or Komal Novi, the Novi is saying, Hishlachtim, like did you send them away? So this is that true. I will see the Pasuk says, Vayishmu Vayishochu, and they did send away. As Master by Yishochu, that here by Yimiyo's times, they sent away free the Avodim of an Irtza. Meaning to say, there was a Din Yovel that he ever goes out free. I have a crew where the whole Klal Yisrael was not there. So the answer is no. Elul Adam Rav Yechanan. Yimiyo Hechzilin. It could be that Yimiyo Taka brought back Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. The Yeshayahu ben Amon Melech Aleihem, he ruled over them. And then later they went out again. So at that time when the Navi was saying that there was no Yovel. So the Gemara Minolim Behodim, how do we know that they brought them all back? Because the Pasuk says, Ki Amaychor El Hamemcha Lo Yoshev, means Efshe Yovel Botol, the Navi Misnabe Olav Shibatol. The Navi was saying that there will come a time when there won't be any Yovel. The Rashi says, Efshe Yovel Botol, Mishagol, Lashavit Ruvain, the God, the Navi. If now the Lord, the Navi is saying there will be Botol, what's going on here? And the Malama, some teachers like this, Shehazirin Yimiyo, that Yimiyo Taka brought them back. And therefore, in Yimiyo's time, they did count Yovel. Just he was warning Christ, so be careful, because there's going to be a Gola soon, and then Taka, we won't count Yovel anymore. Because then when Klal Yisrael leaves Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Madin of Yovel. Nevertheless, says the Menorah, how do we know to say Tishayom Melech Alem? He was the Melech over them. You see, the pasuk says Vayomer Mahatin Halav. What is the Tzion? What is this like Tzion? The Matzayvo. Is Rom Omer Halav the Shani Roya that I see? Vayomer the Tzion An Shiir. The people of the city said Hakever Yishalim. This is the cover of the Yishalim. Ashebom Yehuda. They came from Yehuda. Vayikra Sadvom. Hadvom Eila Asher Tisalam Mizbeach is base kill. He said to base kill. So the question is, Vechimativer Shayishayel the base kill. What was Yishayel doing in base? What was he doing in base kill? Rashi says the Krob Yishayel says, Shishah Yechayze Lebeir Avos was going to destroy all the Avos Israel in Eretz Yisrael. Or base kill, Rashi says Shemar Chayisrael Hayso. Yishayel was the Melech Yehuda. So what is Yishayel doing over there in Beit Kel, which was in Malchi Yisrael? He was in Malchi Yehuda. And it means like this, Kishazir in Yimiyol, when Yimiyol broke back by Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael, so Yishayel, Malach Alei, Mishol was a Malach over them. So Nechlami, at that time, they had to have the Yevil. So Nechlami, but Yitzchak, I don't know how can I from this passage over here. It says, Vagam Yehuda, Shos Ktsir, Lechor B'shu V'shvasami. Like Ktsir Rashi means Kotsin, the Nun is Nechlefet, which means he would be the Melech, and Echnami, he, Yishayel became the Melech over them. So therefore there's no Stira, and Echnami, after the Golas, there was no Yovel counted in Eretz Yisrael, or at least the Dinim of Yovel weren't known. Even though they counted it, there wasn't known the Dinim. But now when Shayel brought back Eretz Yisrael, at that short time, it was known the Yovel. Here now the Mishnah says, Dotei HaChatzerim. If you have a house in an ear of a chotzer, meaning to say, Rashi says, Shein lehen chayma, there's no wall around the city. Before we had a special offer about a boti or a chayma, if you sell a house in a city that had a wall around it from Yeshua's times, and the Lacha Ridge could only redeem it back the first year, and if you don't redeem it back the first year, you lost it. But here about a boti chotzer, it's different. There's no wall around the city. So here the Mishnah says, Neistam lehen kayach yofesh of a boti or a chayma, it has the good, the koyach yofa, the better power of the kulis that was said about a bote in Ori Chayma. We'll soon see what that means. The koyach yofa sheba sadis, and also has the koyach yofa of the sadis, which does not have the special loch of bote or chayma that we had before. It's only a bias, not a sod that you can plant there. What does it mean to say? That when you go in miyad, you let it redeem it back right away. Like the bote or chayma, that if you sell it, you're allowed to buy it back even that first year. The chosh name masa chodesh, you can buy it back anytime you want throughout that first year. Kibatim, just like a bias that was sold in a or chayma. See, it also has loch like an or chayma for this kula. But the yotzim biyovel of the geroy in kesef kesadis, if you do not buy it back by yovel it comes back to you. Who are then be geroy anytime you want throughout the rest of the time. You have a right to redeem it back. But Rashi says, Sheminak aloy halakeach. That lakeach takes off from the price according to how many years are left to Yovel, and you buy how much it's worth back. So even though by a bote or rechayma, the lacha was, if you do not redeem it back after 1 year, you lose it, that's it. But over here, in a bayit, that's in the ear of a chotzer, there's no wall around it, here you could redeem it back anytime you want. And if you don't redeem it back, by Yovel it comes back to you automatically. The Gemara says, "Tell me about what like this." The pasuk says, "Al sodei ha'oretz yichoshev." Rashi says, "The boti achatzerim ksid." There's a pasuk by a bayis in a city that has no wall around it. That says, "Al sodei ha'oretz yichoshev." Means a keshev hakosel l'soda. The steach uza that the loch of selling a house there has the same loch like a field of the steach uza. Meaning to say, "Mas steach uza," just like a field that belongs to your achuza. Means the yashne from your father, it's yours. Yoitse be Yovel. If you sell it to somebody, the loch was even. If you don't buy it back by Yovel, it comes back to you automatically. It returns back to the original owner by Yovel. Or be Geroy in Kesef. Any time throughout, you have a right to buy it back even before Yovel. If you want to redeem it back, you could redeem it back with a deduction according to how many years past went by already. So Av Boti Chatzim, the same thing means if you sell a house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, it's the same halacha. Yoitzim b'yovel, by yovel it comes back to the original owner, or the geroy in kesef, anytime he wants to, he could buy it back with the deduction how many years are left to go. is so the Gemara says, Imas Te'achuza, just like the Loch of Te'achuza is, Eina Negelos Apokos Mishtei Shonim, that the first 2 years that you sell your field, you're not going to redeem it back. There's a special Chumrah, the first 2 years you can't. It says, before about Shnei Tfuas, it has to stay there for at least 2 years. So maybe after Boti Achatzem, the same thing, this house, that you sold in the city that doesn't have a chotzer, doesn't have a wall around it, maybe also has this Chumrah of Einim Nigolim Pachas Mishtei Shonim, you're not going to redeem it back less than 2 years. Maybe the first 2 years it has to stay about the Kayach. Tamalemna, the Pasuk says, Gula Tiyaloi, meaning to say Miyad, says a new Pasuk here, of Gula Tiyaloi, that you have it right away. Miyad. So Mer says, Hoyal is so, for the Satulhem Kayach Yofa Sheba Sadais, for Kayach Sadeh, for Kayach Yofa Sheba Batim, so I give you now, the Loch of Abayis in a Bote Chatzeris, in the coolest of both, of Steyachuza, and of Abayis of the Sod, of Abayis, Yofa of Babatim, is so Yochla, I would have thought to say, Lo Yetzir B'Yevel, maybe if you sold it and you did not redeem it back, B'Yevel did not come back to you by Yevel, time learned, when the Pasuk says, no clue in this Pasuk, by Asod, the Yom HaTichoshev, it says, by Yevel Yetzir, that this, it does come back to you by Yevel, B'Yevel you receive it back. So Mora says, my colleague, what are you talking about? Like, what do you need a Pasuk for? As Rashi says, Me'echiteth, why would I think, the Lo Yotza B'Yevel shouldn't come back to you by Yevel. Why not? This bias that you sold in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, it's hookish to a Steyachuza. And the Loch is, if you sell your field that you asked from your father, the Loch is when you sell it, you get it back by Yevel. And so, L'may Yitzrach B'Yevel Yetzay. Why do I need a special Pasuk for to say that this bias comes back to you by Yevel Pshita? It's already a part of the hookish, Al Sdei Yoritz Yechoshev. That Akeshma Kosov was Steyachuza. That the bias in the Bot the Chatzerim has the same look like a Steyachuza. So what do you mean the Pasuk? B'Yevel Yetzay. So now it says, Omer Afuna Funa says, L'Nitzuchet, no, we need this for, L'Nitzuchet, only necessary, and L'Makdish, Bayis, B'Botei HaChatzerim. If somebody was Makdish a house, in the B'Botei HaChatzerim, was Makdish a house in the city that has no wall around it. And the Goyle Acha Miyad Hegdish, not the owner redeemed it, but somebody else came and redeemed it. And now the law is a pogrom by Yovel. Let's say now Yovel came. B'shonishniyah, by the second year, which is a pogrom by Yovel, B'shonishniyah, L'kichos, from the time the second one bought it. Shalzeh Shalokh from Benagizbar. After the second one bought it, 2 years passed by, and now it's Yovel. So the question is, where does this field go by Yovel? Yeah, so that was again this case here where you're makdish your bias. So if you would have redeemed it back, it stays by you. Now that somebody else redeemed it, we had before by your bias in a, by your stay, Achuza, we had the locker was, that if you were makdish your house and somebody else redeems it, that's all. You lose, you never get it back. Here, what's going to be by your boti chatzer matalocha? So the Gemara says, here we have a shiloh. Lemay madness lay. What do we say it's more daimit to? That's the law if you sell a house in a bought the Yorichayma. That the law is you only have a right to redeem it back the first year. Once you don't redeem it back the first year, you lose it. So it stays by the Lekeach. Rashi says, Lekeach heve, why? Tochi tani liel. Go la acham yat hegdish. If you're makdish your house to hegdish, and then somebody else redeems it back, so he gives Yovel to a nigolo for your cholot loy. If they didn't give it back, it stays there, and the person has the right to keep it. So then Lokeach should keep it. So if it's done, it's about the Yorichayna, Avad and Lokeach keeps it now. Il a steyachuzer magnus, Elamai, you want to say it's done to a steyachuzer, therefore you're magdish, you're steyachuzer, and you did not redeem it back. By Yovel, the other lach was, Lekahanim Nafka goes out to the Kahanim. That's why I say here, Shon, in the second year, because the Poga B'Shon Rishayna LaYitzroch, you don't need to be Yovel Yetz go out. The Chimad Mefer LaBotei Yori Chayma, even be Doimet LaBotei, Abayas Nori Chayma, Akat LaYichlet Lay. You don't keep it. without the lock, you have a right to redeem it back for one full year. So that would be after the year passed by. So I call upon him, he and a manashach. Either it stays by the lekeich, or else it goes, that has to shayla. Does it stay by the lekeich, or does it go back to the kahanim? Is the kahanim nafka? Is loch yitzog, therefore, need a post to go there, over yoivul yitzin, no, it goes out by yoivul, to say what? It goes back to the original owner. That's the chiddush over here. That if you sell, if you mark the shehels, he marked the shehels, and it bought the chaserim, so loch is, when it comes back yoivul, it goes back to you, it goes back to the original owner. Maskulah Zerah, so Zerah asked a question, Maskulah Zerah, my ira gorlacha, what do you have to say the chiddush is? That somebody else redeemed it. Afilu le gola nami, even if nobody else redeemed it. Shrash afilu le gola acha nami, leifik miyad hedish, is going to have you through the shus by yoivul. So it's simple, the Pasuk says, by yoivul yeitzei. So, what do you have to say, because somebody else redeemed it already, even if nobody redeemed it, also should go back to the owners. It says, by yoivul yeitzei. Omle Abaya, Abaya says on this, no. Omle Abaya, it means, shalai yoimru, hegdish yoitzei ble pigeon. That can't be. If you are marked as your field, even though the Pasuk says, by yoivul yeitzei, but it can't go out from hegdish alone. Because since you are marked as it, nothing leaves hegdish without a pigeon. So therefore, the only case would be if somebody else redeemed it. So it's not by hegdish anymore, that the Pasuk says, when it comes yoivul, it goes back to the first owner. But if nobody redeemed it in between and now it became yoivul, it will not go out free. Because we cannot say, shlo yoimu, people should not say, hegdish yoitzei b'lei pigeon. For the moment, we know that. How do we know this? The Ben Levi, learning out from the Ben Levi like this, it's a sort to say that something can't go out of Hegdish's Rishus without pidyon. Learn out from the Ben Levi. Sheyofa koichoi b'mochroi. When a Levi sells his fields, he could always redeem it back. The Rashi says, Shemochroi shagril miyad, saw the nigra shereima, bot yorechayma, koidum liyerla, v'yersum yorech, don't want to come on. That when a Levi sells from his property, he always has the yofa koichoi. He always gets it back. He can always redeem it back also. Still, hura koicha begdeishoi. When he's marked as something, he doesn't have a good koich. Rashi says, la yotza b'le pidin, like we'll soon explain later how we know. But when a Levi is marked as his field, he cannot get it back unless he redeems it back. He is so yisrael, by regular yisrael. Shura koicha b'memkoroi. When he sells it, he does not get it back. There are certain halachas when he can redeem it back. He doesn't get it back any time. It's only after the first 2 years he could redeem it. Not the first year. And by Yabotti or Rechaim, it's the opposite. Only the first year you could redeem it back. If not, you lose it. So there are times that a Yisrael loses it. It's Ura Koichoim Mekoroi. If so, Einadin isn't as far as Pshita to say, Shura Koichoim Hegdeshoi. That when a Yisrael is Makdash's fields, even though it becomes Yovel, there's no way he gets it back. A field does not leave Yovel without pigeon. So therefore, the case of the Boti Chatzerim, that the Pasuk says of by Yovel Yetzei, is talking about where somebody else did redeem it from Hegdish. And the Chiddush is, he only has a right to hold on to it until Yovel. But when it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the first owner. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, for us, the Minolon, how do we know this halacha by Ben Levi Taka? How do we know by Ben Levi this kulos of Mechel, and not by Hegdish. Chosa minolin, Titania. V'yotza mimkar. Shemayani afilu avodov metatlov shtorov. Tamlen mabayis. But what Tamar says, what Tanya, v'yotza mimkar. Rashi says, v'yotza mimkar. He have the Xivur, but it says, v'ashe yigom and alavim. V'yotza mimkar, v'yoyvel, Levixiv bias Vamina Filu Story Metaltlim Shalevi. In Mochun Yesu, I would have thought to say, whatever the Levi sells, he has a right to get it back on Yevil. Even if he sells his Evid or his Metaltlim Mishdorov, Talmud, for the Postic has to say no bias. Only when he sells the house does he get it back. Then the Postic says, Virachuzosoi, not Talmud, what do I have to say it for? Talmudim a bias, Virachuzosoi. Only a bias. That's a loch that goes back to the Levium. So Mat Tamlin was about to say Mimicher, for Maitzos and Mechir selling, so we dash him in Korov Yoitze Bechinim. Only if the Levi sells his house, then the loch is that Bayevla comes back to him, he gets it back for free. But Vien Hegdish Yoitze Bechinim, Elab a pigeon. But if a Ben Levi was Makdish's fields, that even though it becomes Yovel, he does not get it back stam. He'll only get it back if he's put with a pigeon. Moshe says now, Pliga the Rabbi Shia, goes on Rabbi Shia. The Yom Rabbi Shia, because Rabbi Shia says like this. Moshe says, Pliga the Rabbi Shia, Rabbi Shia says, Hod Yom Rafun Liel, that the Makti Shabayis, the Boti Chaserim, someone's Makti Zalat, the Boti Chaserim, and somebody else was Goel, the Goel Achim Yad Hegdish, that Yoitzin Yodo, the Chaserim, the Bailam Biyavel. That was a Fulu Halacha before, that when you Maktish your health in a Boti Chaserim, and somebody else redeems it from Hegdish, so Bayevel goes back to the first owner. So that's not like Rabbi Shia says. Why? The Yom Rabbi Shia, because Rabbi Shia says like this. Hakol Hoyu Bechwal, everybody was in the Pashav, the Nosna Kesel Vukom Loim, that when you redeem something from Hegdish, whoever is paid to it, he has the right to keep it. That stays by you, the one that buys it back. Kishapol Takos, when the Prophet says, Besodi Achuzo, says, For Hoyu Hasodi Betsaiso Biyozol, Kodesh Lashem, says in the case where you matnish you stay achuza and you do not redeem it, so lochus goes back kodesh lashem, so it goes back what to the kahanim, so dashin sodhu deporiklei, sodhu deporiklei v'naf to the kahanim. Only what a field, if you pray to it, then it goes back to the kahanim. Mashmo v'naf to the kahanim, avalhana k'rekai mekaimei. But otherwise, it stays where it is. Rashi Avlhanach means by bot yachetzem k'dekayma kaima bechlav v'kom loy v'lanafka miad l'keich. Therefore, it's only a chiddush by a stay achuza. Here Rashi says begoyel stay achuza shel acherim miad hegdish. If somebody's pointed from hegdish a field that somebody else was makdish a stay achuza, so then the loch is by yovel goes out to the kahanim. Only here by a stay achuza does it go away from you to the kahanim. But mashmudo, but a bias of a boti chatzerim, the loch is not that way. So again, if Reuven was makdish his house in an orei chotzer, it has no wall around it. He was makdish it. Then Reuven comes along, and Reuven was makdish it. Then Shimon comes along and redeems it back from Hegdish. So loch is that stays by you. That's as possible of the nos makes of the kumlei, that when you redeem it, it stays by you leilam. Does not go back to the original owner anymore. So by shidings a chanefuna. Yeah. Now, over Yovel Yotzel Amali, what do I need the pasuk to say? Rashi's the Rabbi Shia. It says by Boti Chatzim, it goes out by Yovel. What do I need the pasuk for? What's it talking about? Over a popular Nitzucho, El Lemoicha Bayis Boti Chatzim. If somebody sold his house in a city that doesn't have a wall around it, or Pogo by Yovel by Shonishniya. The second year came Yovel. So, this is what I need the pasuk to say. That it goes out by Yovel. That's the pasuk of a Yovel Yotze. That what? That Lamai Magnusli, what do you say this is like? Can you sold your house, Boti Chaserim, and Yovel came the second year. E Laboti Yorchem, if you deem it to a bias or a chayna Magnusli, Ichlet Len Lokeach. There we say, when if you don't redeem it back the first year, that's it, you lose it. By a Boti Yorchem there, if you sell your house, so Lach was, you have a right to buy it back the first year. But if you do not buy it back the first year, the soul stays by the Lokeach. So here, if you tell me now, your meicha, your bias, the boti chaterim, and Yovel came, says so. Why does it say by Yovel Yotze? Why should it go out? It should stay by that person. Says it's daima to boti yorichoyim. It should stay by him. Maybe no. Maybe since here there's no wall around the city, it's daima to a soda. If so, hashlama boy, it has to have hashlama. Or stay achuzah. There we had that the, when you sell it, the buyer has a right to hold on to it for 2 years. Now it's not for even if a Yovel comes in the middle, before 2 years are up, you need Hashlama. He has a right to eat from the Paris even after Yovel another year. So I would have thought to say that maybe this bias about the Yorachayna is doing it to a stay achuza, that if you sold it a year before Yovel, so not with the person will care still has a right to hold on to it for a year after Yovel. Liach Yitzhak, that's what I need to post. No, but Yovel Yaitse, that here no, if you sold your house in a Boti Yor Chatzerim, where there's no wall around it, and then when it becomes Yovel, it goes back to the owner. But that's only a lacha by Mechira, not by Hegdish. If you would have been Makdish it, and then somebody else redeems it, then you would not get it back. Now it must have Tani Gavosa the Rafuna, bring your proof to Rafuna, with Yusta Rabbi Shia, and not like Rabbi Shia. Why is that clearly? Ha Makdish Abayas a Boti Yor Chatzerim. If somebody is Makdish's house in a botei chaser, in a city that has no wall around it. So it says, harei ze ger miyad, that the one that was marked the shit has a right to redeem it right away. For ger de lo yelam has a right to redeem it anytime he wants also. What's going to be the ger lo acham yad hegdish? Let's say somebody else came and redeemed this house of hegdish, and then he gives a yovel, and becomes yovel for lo nigal. He is chaser lebayim biyovel, it goes back to the original owner by yovel. So kids, you see right through a funa. Not like the Vaishya, does not stay by the second one, but it goes back to the first one. Because Gol Achim Yad Hegdish, Vigi Yevon Lagolem means Maktish Miyodai, is Chazeros Loi Bechinam. Automatically goes back to the original one. So the it's a Chloriah Trafuna, that that's a special locha by a Bote Chatserim, that the house by Yevon comes back to you, even when you are Maktish it. And even if somebody else redeemed it, that's a special postiko by Yevon Yetzei, by Yevon it comes back to you.